What's going on, guys? Today's Friday, August 19th, 2022. I hope you're having a great Friday. I hope you're ready for the weekend. I know I'm ready for the weekend. I can't wait for this week to be over. Like I said to you the other day, this week feels like a month. It feels like it's been the longest week in a long time. I don't even know. But I'm excited. Not excited. I mean, I'm happy to tell you about the story. I'm not happy about the story, but I'm happy to tell you about it. Because thinking about what I spoke about yesterday, guys, yesterday's episode, in case you missed it, it's a great episode. It's about a Wendy's worker in Phoenix, Arizona, who went behind the counter and literally assaulted, sucker punched a 67-year-old man who was upset about his order. Now, that worker is now facing second-degree murder charges. It was an assault charge. Now it went to second-degree murder charges because 10 days after the assault, the victim dies in the hospital. Poor elderly 67-year-old who gets sucker punched as he's licking a Frosty is deceased now. He passed away, unfortunately, 10 days fighting for his life in the hospital. So now the Wendy's worker is facing second-degree murder charges. Think about that. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. Now let's go to New York. I know it's New York. I have a lot of New York episodes, but it's important. I need to do this because you have to see the difference between one state to another state. We are a United States here in America, but every state has their own rules and judicial system, I guess you could say. And for example, here's one right here. Here's a good story. A convicted sex offender who allegedly cold-cocked a man on a Bronx street, leaving him in a coma with brain injuries. That's right. He hits him, again, another sucker punch, in the Bronx, on a street in the Bronx, in New York, leaving him in a coma, and now he ends up with brain injuries. What do you think happened to him? Do you think he's facing second-degree murder charges? Do you think he's facing any kind of charge, murder charge, whatever, assault charge, anything? Let's dive into it. Again, this is New York, and this is recently. So, Thursday, this was yesterday, he was freed without bail. Yes. We have photos, we have videos of him punching this victim's innocent, looks like an innocent bystander just standing around, and gets knocked in the back of the head by this guy. Freed without bail. Can't make this up if I wanted to, man, and I wouldn't want to. Leaving him in a coma with brain injuries, man was freed without bail Thursday after getting his attempted murder charges reduced in an unprovoked attack. In the unprovoked attack, photos, surveillance video, we have it all. How do you say this person gets a slap on the wrist and freed? Well, I can tell you exactly how, because this is the system that they're doing in New York. This, for whatever reason, like California and New York, they are now literally, it's chaos, it's mayhem, and I warn everyone not to be in that area because it's not getting any better. The victim was leaving the Fuego Tipico restaurant on East 188th Street before being knocked out. Maybe he did something. Maybe he could have done something to aggravated this, convicted sex offender. Let's remember who this person is. And I'm going to say his name, and it's going to sound crazy. I'm not making a joke. I just genuinely do not know how to pronounce this person's name. It's Bui Van Phu. Now, it's spelled B-U-I, B like Bravo, B-U-I. Second word, van, like, you know, car, van, a truck, van. Phu is P-H-U. So, excuse me, I don't want to offend anybody. Seriously, I do not know how to pronounce his name. Bui Van Phu, that's what I'm going with. 55 years old, was instead charged by the Bronx District Attorney's Office with assault and harassment, both misdemeanors, for the brutal knockout punch last Friday, which left the 52-year-old Jesus Cortez unconscious on the street, according to the criminal complaint. 52-year-old man supposedly leaving this restaurant called Fuego Tipico Restaurant on East 188th Street in the Bronx, assaulted, knocked from behind in the back, in the head. The victim required brain surgery and is now in a medically induced coma, authorities said. Now imagine, I don't want to say imagine this happening to you, but it could happen to anybody, guys. You can go to the restaurant, literally do everything right, tip 25% even, you know, have a good meal, laugh it up with the guests around you or your friends or whatever. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Have a good day. Right, you slowly walk around and you know, you check out the area, then you walk off the curb and some random person hits you in the face or in the head for no reason, and now you're stuck in the hospital. And what does this person, this assault, this criminal get? A slap on the wrist, and you're stuck in the hospital accumulating hospital bills, because in America it's not like, you know, it's, you know, you go, you don't have free healthcare here. Even if you have insurance, you're paying something. So this person is going to be sitting there in a medically induced coma. God forbid you have kids, you have a family, and they're all wondering where you are, what's going on. They have no way to contact you, you know, whatever. It's just terrifying almost. And the only prevention that we have against really from criminals committing these acts is there the idea that they will be prosecuted and they will be put away, fined, and put away in prison for a long, long time. Not in New York, in California. Apparently in these states, and as I could show you here in these episodes, in these articles, that they are getting a slap on the wrist. Now, I'm not telling you to do it. Me personally, what I'm doing, I'm staying away from the city. I live in Jersey, if you don't know. And the city is literally 30 minutes from me. I'm not going. I don't care what 2-for-1 coupon you give me. I don't care what special you're running on a Friday. I don't care if drinks are free. Bring your dog. I'm not going. You can go. You go and you post pics. And I hope you have a great time. I hope you stay safe. I'm not even risking going on the train. Not even risking driving, going on the train. I'm good. I got pizza right here. I got Chinese food here. I got sushi. There's nothing I need to be in the city for. 9/11 Memorial, probably beautiful. Well, I guess I won't see it anytime soon. I don't know what to tell you. You know. And it's not like I wouldn't want to go. I would love to go see some off-Broadway plays. I would love to go to Comic-Con again this year. I would love to do all the things that I've used to do pre-COVID. But I'm not doing it. It's not worth the risk to me. And it's not worth the risk to my family. It's not. And again, if it's a risk, if it's up to, you know, if it's, you know, you guys want to risk that, go ahead. Like I said, I wish you the best. But I always tell you guys, stay safe, keep your head on a swivel, have something for self-defense, because you never know. But in this instance, now these criminals are just, you like literally have to have your head on a swivel. Because even if we have it on footage, we have video evidence, we have the guy who did it, they're getting away scot-free. So the only thing you can do is protect yourself. So let's see what NYPD does, right? Now remember, the victim requires brain surgery. He is now in a medically induced coma. Now, the new charges against Fu are not bail eligible, and a Bronx judge cut him loose on supervised release at his arraignment Thursday, a spokesperson for the DA's office. And we've heard this supervised release thing before. They did this a while back with allegedly the Mexican cartel who were selling drugs in the city. They gave them the same supervised release. They like to do this. You do good. You better be good. We're watching you. You better do better next time. Do better next time, because we're going to keep an eye on you. We're watching you. This is like, what are we doing? This is not kindergarten. This is not lower middle school, whatever. Elementary school. This is real life. People are getting hurt, and you're going to do this supervised shit? It's ridiculous. It's what it is. It's shit. It's legit shit. That's the law system in New York. When you think New York, think legit shit. That should be the slogan at this point. The NYPD has charged Fu with attempted murder after arresting him Wednesday for the attack that appeared to have come out of the blue. The police charged him with attempted murder, and when we got the case, we evaluated and charged based on evidence we had, a DA's office spokesperson said. The investigation is continuing. We have the video. What else do you need? Do you understand? Like, I could see if it was just like word of mouth. Like, oh, we heard. two people are saying this, but we don't have any evidence. The evidence is in the video. What's the purpose of having CCTV if it's not being used as evidence? What are we going to use it for? Fail videos? What are we going to use it for? Fu allegedly confessed. Dude, the guy confesses to the crime. Listen to this. Wow, I did not see this part. Fu allegedly confessed the crime to his parole officer, according to the complaint against him. Quote, I hit someone and he's in the hospital. I don't know if he's dead. End quote. He told the officer, according to the complaint. Quote, the police are looking for me. Now, the DA's office, I'm doing my best not to curse as much as I should. The DA's office, because it'll just be a string of profanities. The DA's office spokesperson literally said, we evaluated and charged based on evidence we had. That's a quote. Quote, the police charged him with attempted murder, and when we got the case, we evaluated and charged based on evidence we had. That's a quote from a DA's office spokesperson also saying, quote, the investigation is continuing. What is the investigation continuing with? We have the footage. We have camera angle. And it's not like it's a blurry camera, dude. When I show you these photos, and you'll see it on your screen, and I'll put the link in on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Check that out. When you see this footage, you're like, dude, open and shut. This guy was doing nothing to get... Mr. Jesus was not doing anything to deserve this punch. Nothing that I could see would have justified this sucker punch. Did you know him? No. And even the guy, the freaking faux guy, the guy with the parole officer from being, you know, a sexual offender, what is it? A sex offender, convicted sex offender with the parole officer, confesses to the parole officer saying, yeah, dude, I hit somebody. I hit someone and he's in the hospital. I don't know if he's dead. The police looking for me. You tell your parole officer that, Mr. DA or Mr. whatever, Mr. or Mrs. DA office person, what are you talking about? What is the investigation continuing with? Are you getting paid overtime for this shit? Is this a money grab for you guys? Are you just like racking up taxpayer dollar times? Well, we gotta make sure we have his address right. We gotta check his phone records. What do you have to look at? You gotta look at his bank account? What do you have to look at? What he ordered at the restaurant? Like, if I was this man's family, I would be enraged. Enraged wouldn't even be the correct. I'd be like super enraged. They would have to just permanently paint me green because I'd be angry that much. I'd be the Hulk, legit. Furious. Fu and Cortez did not know each other, and there did not appear to be any interaction between them prior to the punch, according to police. So the police are like... And again, I love law enforcement. You guys know I believe in everything. Teachers, military, police, whatever you want to say. Even pilots, all these things, doctors, nurses, there are always some bad ones in the bunch. Always. But the majority of them are good. And here I do believe the police tried to do their best. They charged them. They did everything by the book. There's no thing here of police brutality. None of that's even coming up. They treated him like a human being, even though he sucker punched somebody and he has a parole officer. They did everything correct. The DA's office and the court system is what's failing. And here is the proof. I don't know what else, like what other proof. I'm afraid to keep reading, to be quite honest with you guys. I'm already, you know what? Hold on a second. Let me take a sip of something. I got to take a sip of this BCAA drink here, this branched-chain amino acids drink to like... electrolytes and just to calm me down, give me a boost of vitamin C or something, cool me down. I'm in the car, you know, it's hot. Lemon lime prime hydration drink, highly recommend lemon lime. That's reminds me of like a Sprite, almost like a fruity Sprite combo. It's delicious, very good cold. Where was I? Yeah, man, if I was this guy's family, I'd be so furious. This is some bullshit. Legit bullshit. Foe and Cortez did not know each other. Then there appears to be no interaction between them prior to the punch. The victim was leaving the Fuego Tipico restaurant on East 188th Street near the Grand Concourse in Fordham Manor around 10:45 p.m. It wasn't even that late because the restaurant's still open. 10:45 p.m., August 12th, when he stopped near a group of people chatting outside, according to police. Cortez, shown in surveillance footage carrying a backpack, was followed out by a balding man wearing a black t-shirt. The man put on what appeared to be work gloves before slugging the victim from behind, causing him to fall onto the sidewalk and ultimately hitting his head. The footage, again, was released, and I could show that to you, again, on my Twitter. I'm not going to post it here because I'll probably get, flagged or banned or whatever. Cortez was taken to Jacoby Medical Center with a skull fracture, broken cheekbone, and bleeding in the brain, according to authorities. Jesus, man. And don't tell me this guy didn't know what he was doing. You put on gloves before you had the time to figure out what to do. Like, you had gloves with you. You know, like, you planned to cause some chaos and some destruction here, because why would you have the gloves? Why would you even put them on? Like, why even, like, what's the reason? You told your parole officer you did this. There's no reason for doing it? Like, there's no motive? Oh. He was taken to Jacoby Medical Center with a skull fracture, broken cheekbone, and bleeding in the brain, again, according to authorities. Now, Fu, who was convicted of first-degree sex abuse in the Bronx back in 95, was sentenced to 6 years to life in prison. Interesting. You were convicted of first-degree sex abuse in the Bronx in 95, Mr. Fu. You were sentenced to 6 years to life. 6 years of life is a big, big window there, according to state records. He was paroled in 2019 and is now registered as a level 3 sex offender, the most serious designation, for sexually abusing a 17-year-old. Sexually abusing a 17-year-old. Wow. In 94. The attack came just a day before Queens taxi driver Kutin Gima was beaten to death by 5 customers who allegedly attacked him when he tried to confront them for running off without paying the fare. 2 suspects, Austin Amos and Nicholas Porter, both 20, surrendered to police at the 101 Peace Precinct in Queens late Wednesday. And we're still looking for the other 3 suspects, including 2 teenage girls, still connected in that incident. This is just New York. And I mean, like, that's a horrible thing to say, that it's just New York. It's a horrible thing to, you know, because it's so close to home. It's right here. I'm in Jersey, like I said, and New York is not too far away. And it's just I remember going to the city, having no problem. And the more they keep giving these people a slap on the wrist, the more the chaos and mayhem will continue. Because again, there's no, what is the punishment? What are you going to do? Slap on the wrist. We'll keep an eye on you, Mr. Sex Offender. Level 3 sex offender. You think you're going to release him back on the streets? That makes no sense to me. But again, I don't work in the DA's office. Can you imagine being that frustrated police officer, those police officers? Imagine that. Like, you work so hard, you do your job, you do all the paperwork. Like, yo, I finally did my job today, honey. I went to work, I did everything by the book, you know, but no one can say no crap about me. We got this guy, he got him on film, we got him. He confessed to his parole officer, he sucker punched somebody, we got him. The poor bastard was fucking released for being a sex offender. Third degree sex offender back in 95, and he's released and he does this shit, and you know, we're not going to let it happen again. No, he's going to jail for life for this, giving this guy a brain injury. Nope, released the next day. I mean, the poor police, they must feel like legit handcuffed, no pun intended, but they must feel handcuffed, because here they are, they're trying to do their job, and who was the first organization that people blame are the police. And the police are not to blame in this matter. In my humble opinion, it is 1,000% the DA's office. But people don't see it that way. They're going to say, the police need to do a better job. The police need to do a better job. Keep in mind, this is the same police department that y'all have been going up around saying we need to defund them. So this defunded police department is trying to do their best to put criminals away. But it's the court system that's letting them back out. Court system is not defunded. Keep that in mind. It's the police departments that are, the police officers that are, who are the front line risking their life daily. So I want you to think about that. Next time you see an officer and you see him, her, whatever, you know, I always try to thank them because I always wish them the best, wish them safety. Because when you call 911, you want them to respond and you want them to be there. God forbid they're defunded and you need them to help. Your relative gets knocked in the head and you need someone to be there to help you or whatever the case may be. You better hope they respond. You better hope they're not defunded. Just saying. I feel bad for people in New York and California. Me personally, I'm not giving New York another dime. I'm not visiting them. I'm not giving no train ticket, no taxi ticket, no Uber, no 99 cent pizza. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Y'all can go if you want to, like I said. But if you do, keep your head on a swivel, have something to defend yourself, and stay safe. Be safe. And don't forget, guys, hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Let me know what you think. Comment below. Do you think I'm crazy? Do you think the DA's office is not to blame? Tell me your thoughts. Tell me if you believe that this level 3 sex offender who literally assaulted somebody out of the blue on video, admits to doing it to his parole officer, should be out on the streets. Or do you believe that who thinks that he should be put away for life? We already gave you a chance, dude. We gave you a chance. You were paroled. You had an opportunity to turn your life around, and you decided to do horrible shit right here. Why should we give you a supervised, we'll be watching you on supervision? Nonsense. Maybe I have it wrong. So please let me know. All right, guys. Again, at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. Like, comment, subscribe. You got me on TikTok, CJ Bronson Show. You got me on YouTube, on Rumble. I'm everywhere. And you can always get all these episodes, including the transcripts, including the video and the audio, at my website, cjbronsonshow.com. The link is in the description below. Have a fantastic Friday. I love y'all. Be safe. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.